The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Folks, sometimes you read, you see, you hear things, and your reaction is, has the whole world gone crazy? Today is one of those days. Has the whole world gone mad? Answer? Not all of it, but most of it, yes. And it is a free phone Friday here, so you will have the chance to talk about it. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, asking the question of the day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, you know the drill, right?
Oh, and remember, Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
Yeah!
Friday! It's free phone.
Friday! Friday!
It's free phone.
Friday! Friday!
Yes, it is! A free phone! Friday! Yay! There you are, charged with the task, telling us what it is we shall talk about here on the program. It is the right time and place. Telephone number to take me up on this kind, benevolent, beneficent offer of the use of the Crusade Channel airwaves. Call 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly. My email address, same as it ever was, kingdude, K-I-N-G-D-U-D-E, at mikechurch.com. Official website for all things moi online at mikechurch.com. Find today's pile o' prep, freshly minted. Not a Veritas that's hopping in to get today. But I got four out this week, so if I have time later on today, I'll get one up. Just a little bit of a website programming note. If you go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com, do not be alarmed. that if you just have the home page saved in your browser and you were to go to it right now, you would get to a landing page, what we call a landing page in the business. And on the landing page, you'd be asked where, if you're a Founders Pass member, click here, and it'll take you to the login page. Nothing sinister going on here. It's actually just kind of organizing the site. It's a part of the process of the changes underway here. And then if you're not a Founders Pass member, if you're a Bernie Sanders listener, for those of you that go to the site to listen to it every day and refuse to become members, well, then you're going to you have to go through the membership sales pitch page. Now, you can still get to the site, and there's a ginormous green, it's a classic, I guess you call it a kitchen tabletop radio. I had the graphic pulled up here. What is the brand name? Grosley. I'd seen a Grosley radio before, but I'd never made the connection that it was a Grosley radio. They're pretty striking looking. As a matter of fact, if somebody could take the design of the Grosley, and the one that we use for the pitch page is, I guess you would call that, what would you call that green? Some people would call it puke green. I guess I would, I'm going to be a little bit more demure here on a Free Fall Friday. I'm going to call it chartreuse. How about that? Chartreuse cream. If somebody could take that radio and stick the components inside it of a Grace Digital radio, which is an internet radio, and somehow figure out how to put a small LED on there, just large enough. You know what? Maybe you put the LED on the back. You know, you maintain the appearance of the front of the Grosley radio and put the LED and all the actual controls on the back. That'd be a desktop radio I'd pay for. I'd buy one of those jokers. It's really striking. Anyways, when you get to that page, you'll be able to listen to the stream. The stream has not been taken away. The stream is still free. It'll be free until November, probably the 14th now would be the launch day, because the 11th is a Friday. It's a Free Phone Friday, and we're going to go out with the Bernie Sanders listeners in regal fashion on a big day-long celebration of our 1 year's 1 year of survival here. But that'd be a great gift for someone if you could figure out how to make a digital radio with that. As a matter of fact, I think Grace Digital does have an antique radio, but it's not a Grosley. And for those of you that maybe collect these sorts of antique things, like I have one sitting over there that I paid $150 for at a thrift stop, at a thrift store, we should use it as a prop. We should figure out to get a different camera angle and use that radio over there. It actually works, too. You can turn it on. You can listen to the big AM station on it. That's all it gets. It's AM. If someone can figure out how to do that, and maybe Grace Digital has one that's similar, it would be a great Christmas gift. And you listen to the Crusade channel. People would walk into your kitchen and go, oh, well, look, it's an antique. And it actually works. Yeah, imagine that. Before iPhones, analog radios actually worked. Can you imagine that? They used to have these things called tubes. And as a matter of fact, the compressor unit that is sitting to young Christopher's right off his right elbow is not a digital compressor unit that my voice is going through right now. It's analog. It actually has tubes in it, and that's the selling point. You know, that thing costs 3 times as much as its digital counterpart. Folks, I'm going to get into what we're actually going to talk about here today, but it is a Free Phone Friday, and it's been an extraordinarily long, grueling 72-hour week. So forgive me, I'm just a bit exhausted here. I actually toyed with the idea of not coming in today, but it's Free Phone Friday, and we have a lot of stuff left over from the week. I did want to start, though, today with just a and I don't know the origins of the Al Smith dinner, so if what I say contravenes or contradicts the origins of the dinner, and we have someone listening in New York City.
New York City!
Yep, New York City. get a rope. That's right.
You just don't know the origins of the dinner. It's to bring people together of all classes so that they get together and they do things for charity. I'm sorry.
inviting people to dinners that the previous night we all heard their boast that they would advocate, do advocate, and will advocate, and will implement, and will then defend, and it will cause all the rest of us to have to fund a policy whereby soon to be born, partially born babies can be executed, terminated, as just one part of their body has exited their mother. What charitable purpose can possibly be that you would invite Mrs. Clinton to this dinner that is emceed or hosted or organized by the Archdiocese of New York in some capacity and attended by Cardinal Timothy Dolan? And there is a photograph there on the front page of the New York Times today of Cardinal Dolan with Mrs. Clinton to his left and Donald J. Trump to his right, just uproariously laughing, a big gut buster it must have been, to be next to Mrs. Clinton. For those of you, if we have any people that left that listen to the show in Manhattan, or in the New York area, I haven't talked to anyone on the phone or got an email from anyone that lives in. I think we have one listener that's left in Manhattan or the Manhattan area, and they're on Long Island. But if any of you are old school from the from Manhattan or Long Island or the New York area, can you just imagine Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who's up to be canonized? I think he's a miracle or two short. He's a, what is he, venerable, Fulton Sheen? Can you just imagine Fulton Sheen inviting, now hear me out here, inviting Margaret Sanger to a fundraising dinner, being cordial and yucking it up with her, and then being photographed for all of posterity to record. Now, if there was some sort of a fraternal correction that went on there, or if it was in the occasion maybe Sheen had requested an audience intentionally so that he might proselytize to Miss Sanger, and that he may beg her to stop her diabolical advocacy of eugenics. You do know that Margaret Sanger, Hillary's mother in spirit, you do know that Margaret Sanger was a promoter of eugenics. She didn't think that we needed to be bothered with having poor people around. She didn't think that we needed to be bothered with having people around that could not contribute at the level that the people like Margaret Sanger could contribute at. And she specifically thought this of minorities, of black people. Can you just imagine Fulton Sheen having dinner and then being photographed in a gay, as it used to be used, the term gay, in a gay environment like that? After, or knowing, that the previous night, the guest had said the following to an internationally televised audience. I mean, one, well, I don't know why my audio is not working here, but I have the clip of Mrs. Clinton pulled up here, and it's just shocking. What is going on in this world? What is going on in the minds of men who are leaders, who have risen through ranks, you would think through some sort of accomplishment, to the highest levels of authority?
Woman to make the most intimate, most difficult in many cases, decisions about her health care that one can imagine. And in this case, it's not only about Roe v. Wade. It is about what's happening right now in America. So many states are putting very stringent regulations on women that block them from exercising that choice.
Lie,
to the extent
again.
That
Name
they
one.
Are defunding Planned Parenthood, which, of course, provides all kinds of cancer screenings and other benefits for women in our country. Donald has said he's in favor of defunding Planned Parenthood. He even supported shutting the government down to defund Planned Parenthood. I will defend Planned Parenthood. I will defend Roe v. Wade, and I will defend...
Can I tell you that when she said, I will defend Planned Parenthood, she knew where the camera was. She knew where the television camera was. She looked right at it with those diabolical, black-as-coal shark eyes of hers and reiterated to anyone that was watching or maybe listening now in tape delay, I will assist you in killing your soon-to-be-born child. Well, I don't know any other way to put this. Well, let's listen to a little bit more, shall we?
Defend women's rights to make their own health care decisions.
Secretary,
and we have come too far to have that turn back now. And indeed, he said women should be punished, that there should be some form of punishment for women who obtain abortions. And I could just not be more opposed to that kind of thinking.
I'm going to give you a chance to respond, but I want to ask you, Secretary Clinton, I want to explore how far you believe the right to abortion goes. You have been quoted as saying that the fetus has no constitutional rights. You also voted against a ban on late-term partial birth abortions. Why?
Because Roe v. Wade very clearly sets
again,
out that
the canon law, the Constitution is now Roe v. Wade.
Regulations on abortion so long as the life and the health of the mother are taken into account.
I'm going to say this again because some people don't listen all the time and you haven't heard this. There is not a demonstrable case to be made in any medical sense of the word where the life of the mother is to be can be spared by executing the child. Now, there is the very extraordinarily rare case where there is a tubal pregnancy or something of that sort, where there is a risk. This occurs, I can't remember the infinitesimal odds of this occurring, but it is so extraordinarily rare that there are hardly any cases of any regularity. There are no cases that occur with any regularity to document it. So this is an absolute canard here. This does not save the life of any mother. If that's the case, I brought this up yesterday. You know, why do I find myself in the position of saying things that we ought to have priests out there and bishops out there saying? Why do I find myself in the position of saying things that everybody ought to be saying? This stuff isn't difficult, but it's important. What could be possibly more important than life? I said this yesterday. The number one killer of women in premature age before the modern era and before modern medicine was childbirth. If you're going to preserve and protect and defend the life of the mother in all cases, and we were talking about women prior to the modern age of medicine, well, then none of them should get pregnant because there is a significant risk of death. For heaven's sake, some of the queens, monarchs of Europe died during childbirth. Logic, folks. Logic and common sense, but people don't think anymore. We don't have any use for the Mitter Church, please. That's old school. Nobody wants to talk about that. Hey, I got news for you. Women still die during childbirth, and there were complications. I told a story yesterday of a friend of mine who had a very, very dear friend of hers who got some rare condition that only occurs. It's kind of like a sepsis infection that you get through childbirth. She got the sepsis or this infection, and it's almost impossible to beat. And this particular woman, who I will not name, or I could, didn't make it. She didn't survive. She died. This is 2 years ago. So there is risk in this, is the point. So her point logically has no basis whatsoever.
whatsoever. And you want to base the entire law of the United States has to be rallied around or has to be made in compliance of what she's talking about? But this is what I also would pray that you will hear. So, again, I'm on a mission here. I have a mission for the next, 18 days? 18 or 19 days, 17 days. 17 days to change Catholic women's minds. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't do anything else, do this. They have to be told, because I don't think that they know. And if they do know, then they are in a state of public apostasy, like that woman who said, I'm a Hillary supporter and I'm Catholic. No, you're not Catholic. You need to renounce. You need to be excommunicated, whoever your bishop is. If he can't bring you in, or your priest, and cannot inform you of your horrific, lethal, and mortally sinful error, then, and you still refuse, you continue in your apostasy, excommunication's in your future, and have God have mercy on your soul, my dear. Folks, this stuff matters. Again, I'm going to say this again. Again, if life doesn't matter, then please instruct me. I'll give you the rest of the show. As a matter of fact, why don't I just leave? Why don't I just go? If life doesn't matter, if the life of children, that's the future. If the life of children is not our prime, in Latin, first concern, paramount, highest concern, if it is not to the apogee of human concern, what is? What is? Money? Wealth? What is? What good does it do a man to profit the entire world if he lose his soul? I paraphrase. The following has to be made known to as many people as is possible. Now, I'm looking at this video, and it has been viewed 6,943,000 times. Christopher, I have a project for you. I want you to take that video, download the you can figure out how to download videos from YouTube. I think we have a converter in the other room. I want you to download that video, and I want this exchange about partial birth abortion, or you can start with the question about the Supreme Court. I want this edited, so it's just the 4 or 5 minutes, because maybe if we boil it down to the simplest argument and then can show it to more people, maybe we can actually make a difference.
And when I voted as a senator, I did not think that that was the case. The kinds of cases that fall at the end of pregnancy are often the most heartbreaking, painful decisions for families to make. I have met with women who, toward the end of their pregnancy,
feels no pain.
Get the worst news one could get, that their health is in jeopardy if they continue to carry to term.
It's not true.
Or that something terrible has happened or just been discovered.
Folks, this is what a lie this is. Back in the old station, in the old country, in the old days, when I was on in an earlier hour, I could get some of you doctors to call and bail me out here on this. Hey, docs, bail me out here. She's lying. What is the earliest that you are comfortable or that it is safe to perform a cesarean? So this ridiculous notion that, well, she carries the baby and then her life is... We have C-sections now! Voluntary C-sections! We have C-sections that are planned, for heaven's sake! Hey, when are you... Hey, you pregnant? Yeah. When's the baby due? Oh, I'm going in for my C-section on December the 3rd. You know already? Yeah, it's already planned out. This is absolute garbage here. This is a lie. If a woman's life is in jeopardy, and the doctor and the obstetrician knows it, and he's taking the Hippocratic Oath, and the baby is significantly developed, I think 30 weeks? 30 weeks you're safe, something like that. Although, I saw a preemie yesterday born at 22 weeks that survived. C-section at 22 weeks. The baby can be removed. This is an absolute lie here, and she never gets called on it.
About the pregnancy. I do not think the United States government should be stepping in and making those most personal of decisions.
Oh, but the government should make the decision to tax me to fund it, right?
The government should make the decision to pass this monstrosity called Obamacare and then tell doctors which procedure they may perform and which procedure they may not perform because there are now cost concerns, right? And it's okay for the government to tell senior citizens, the elderly, who you'll go after next with euthanasia and assisted suicides. It's okay for the government to tell senior citizens through Medicare that that procedure's not covered. Oh, that procedure's not covered. That drug is no longer covered. This procedure, that service is no longer covered. Oh, the government can tell them all these other things about making medical decisions. The government tells us every day we have to make an ultimate medical decision. Almost all of us, we're forced and compelled now to buy health insurance. What if I don't want it? What if I don't want it? I run the risk of having to pay a fine now. Another lie. Another inconsistency here.
So you can regulate if you are doing so with the life and the health of the mother taken into account.
Mr. Trump,
like
your reaction,
really cares,
particularly on this issue of late-term partial birth
abortion. Well, I think it's terrible. If you go with what Hillary is saying, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me. Because based on what she's saying and based on where she's going and where she's been, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb in the ninth month on the final day. And that's not acceptable.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases. And using that scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate.
Of course, nothing unfortunate is happening to the nine-month-old gestated fetus that's ready to come out and say, "Hi, Mom! Hi, Mom! Hi, Dad!" Nothing terribly unfortunate about taking a drill into the back of that baby's skull in its life. I apologize to those of you who could turn this off and are offended by it. This is what's happening. This isn't in Bosnia. This isn't going on in some third world backwater. This is happening here. I guess I'm also, since I'm the only person alive that will talk about this publicly, let me be the only person alive then that has a microphone and somewhat of an audience to also remind you, and I was talking with Mark Kresslins about this a moment or two, a half hour or so ago, am I the only one that remembers Dr. Kermit Gosling? What this man was doing was legal. You do know that the state of Pennsylvania had to pass a law making what he was doing illegal. What was Kermit Gosling doing in that Philadelphia butcher shop? Women who were 8-9 months pregnant were going in there who did not want to care for those children. So instead of looking up an adoption agency or something, they took the selfish, mortally sinful. We got to start talking about this. It is sinful. Bring back the word sin. It's a good word. Route of asking Kermit Gosling to kill their children. Folks, there's so much graphic, unimaginable horrors that were discovered in Gosling's laboratory, if you will, and he did this for almost 30 years, legally.